You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am...
the Masked Speaker.
Like a beautiful woman taking off her brassiere after a long, hard day.
Who calls it that?
This segment gives our listeners a similar feeling of relief.
Just getting
stuff off their chest.
Just letting the chest hang, air out a bit.
We have a guy on the line right now ready to relieve himself on our show.
Oh my gosh.
He wants to go by the fake name Charlie. So Charlie, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Taking off the jock strap, Charlie? Letting him hang?
I'm going to have to let it hang out today,
All right. You are today's mass speaker. We're altering your voice with our voice changer, so whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay, so I have a bit of a confession for you guys. I'm a proud father. I have a 9-year-old son.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And nice.
He's doing great, you know. He's developing at a good rate, but
I'm sorry, laugh at his son, Brooke.
Yeah. What is going on?
That's just such a weird thing to say. He's developing at a great rate.
The thing is, I really want him to succeed at sports.
Is that because you were an athlete?
I was, yeah. I actually played at the college level, and it did great things for me. And I want that for my kids.
Yeah, I think a lot of dads and moms feel the same way. They want their kids to be into the same stuff that they were into.
But you got to be careful, right? You can't push kids into stuff that they're not actually interested in. Like, is your 9-year-old into sports?
Yeah, he's into sports.
Okay, cool.
But the thing is, he's not the greatest athlete so far.
Well, he's a kid. I mean, sometimes they're uncoordinated, you know, I don't have it all figured out yet.
Right.
His growth rate isn't quite perfect.
Right.
Can you return him to the hospital and exchange him for a more athletic kid?
No. I mean, I asked, but no, I didn't.
Oh, God.
That was very serious, Chuck.
I like your sense of humor.
Yeah.
I know.
So are you just, like, secretly disappointed or something that you didn't get, like...
No, I'm not disappointed. You know, that all comes in its own thing, too. But I also think a lot of it can be fixed with motivation.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially at the age of 9.
And you can't force a kid to practice, like, 2 hours a day if he doesn't necessarily want to. But
yeah,
I do want to encourage him without him knowing that I'm kind of forcing the issue.
Okay.
What are you doing?
So, you know, all kids have backpacks, obviously.
He has a backpack.
Okay.
There is an extra pocket in his backpack that I took a couple of those 2.5-pound wrist weights, and I sewed it into the backpack. So when he's walking to school, it'll just help build his leg strength.
Weighted.
You've given him extra weight on his school backpack.
Like, I've heard of weighted blankets, but never weighted backpacks.
Oh. I mean, that's really heavy. I mean, does he complain about it?
No, he doesn't. I mean, that's the best part about it, is he's just building leg strength so that when he's out on the field, he can go a little bit faster.
I don't think that's that bad.
Okay. I don't think it's horrible, unless it looks like...
I don't know. It seems a little... There's some red flags going off for me
now. If I knew it was hurting him, I wouldn't do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, is that it? Is that what you do?
No, I mean, that's like one of the ways. And then every once in a while in his meals, you know, we'll like do spaghetti or whatever. I use protein powder, and I'll put a little bit of it into the sauce, you know.
Okay.
You put protein powder into his meals?
Oh, my.
Just a little bit. Like, not the dosage that I use, for sure, but just to, you know, help him bulk up, because some of the issues...
Protein spaghetti. I've never heard of this.
Don't you think, like, maybe hiding vegetables into his spaghetti might be...
too much fiber, Brooke. He's going to lose weight. He's going to go to the bathroom.
A healthier developmental thing?
No, we want gains, bro. Have you tried creatine?
You know, we give him all the vegetables. He's getting everything, but he has a fast metabolism, and I just, you know, want to, again, help him bulk up.
He's 9, He's 9. He's not, I mean,
yeah, but he's getting hella good gains right now, so I appreciate you respecting
him. He's a weak 9.
Is your partner on board with this?
She doesn't totally know about those things, but I also, I hired a private football coach for her, which she is totally on board with.
Like a trainer.
But when I asked my kid, like, do you want to take private lessons, he wasn't so on board, because he just, you know, he felt like it would take time away from other things. So I kind of fibbed because I basically said, well, here's the thing. Your Uncle Kip is coming over, and he used to play football. Like, you guys could just talk and hang out in the backyard.
Wait.
Oh, he thinks what?
Wait, you just lied to your child that the trainer is his uncle?
Yeah, I mean.
Now we're getting into some messed up crap, dude.
No, red flags all over the place. They're flying everywhere right now for me.
You know you're like one step away from just giving your child steroids at this point.
I'm definitely never going down that route.
Okay, good to hear. Glad to hear it.
I don't believe that. I feel like your boundaries keep getting pushed further and further
back. You're rationalizing to the next level, right?
It sounds like maybe he's not as into it as you think, and that he's just saying that to get his dad's approval.
Yeah.
Well, at a certain point, it's going to be clear whether he's into it or he's not. And if he's not into it in a couple of years, maybe by the middle or end of high school, then you'll go, okay, maybe sports isn't the thing for you. But if you don't get in early, there's no way you're going to make it to...
Okay, well, let's play a theoretical. What if you get to the end of high school and he doesn't get a scholarship?
Ooh.
Do you cut him out of the family then?
Of course I don't cut him out of the family. I love my son, regardless of what happens.
Okay.
You cut Uncle Kip out of the family.
There it is.
It's his fault that your son's not a pro.
I just feel like someday he's going to go to the gym for the first time and try protein powder and be like, why does this taste like spaghetti?
Yeah.
Weird.
Dad's cooking.
Yeah.
Text in to 78592. If you have a confession that you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. We'll do your phone tap next.